Page 68. Cross-curricular focus. Salem. The Salem Witch Trials. In January 1692, in a small village called Salem, a group of young girls began having fits, spasms, and violent contortions. These girls claimed to be possessed by the devil and accused several local women of witchcraft. When the local doctor examined the girls and couldn't find anything wrong with them, he suggested that they could in fact be bewitched. Most of the villagers were strict Puritans. These were Protestants who didn't like the way people prayed in the English church. They had come to the colonies so they would have the freedom to live as they wished. They wanted to live pure, moral lives and had very strict rules about how people should behave. The Puritans also believed in the power of the devil, so it didn't take long for this new threat to capture everyone's imagination. A wave of hysteria spread through Salem and a terrible witch hunt began. A special court was created in order to try the growing number of accused witches. Some of the accused gave false confessions in the hope of saving their lives. Those who were put on trial and found guilty were hanged. A total of 19 innocent people were hanged. By September 1692, the hysteria had faded, and the majority of the population wasn't in favor of the witch hunt anymore. By this time, more than 200 people had been accused of witchcraft, and many were in prison waiting to be tried. In May 1693, the accused who were still in prison were pardoned and released. In 1697, the authorities declared a day of fasting to remember the tragic events that happened in Salem. Years later, the Massachusetts General Court restored the good names of the accused witches and offered monetary compensation to the victims' families. But the pain and bitterness remained for many years after that.